Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says now that U.S. forces control most of Baghdad, one of their top priorities is recovering American prisoners of war. Pentagon officials say they believe the 7 American POWs, 6 men and a woman, are alive and are being held by what's left of Saddam Hussein's regime. General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, earlier this week, called on Iraq to treat the prisoners well and let the Red Cross visit them. The 7 were captured March 23rd and 24th. Their families say they've received little information since then. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The last time James Riley's parents saw him, it was in a brief video clip from Iraqi TV. Riley, an army sergeant, became a prisoner of war when his supply convoy was attacked in southern Iraq. 3 weeks ago, his face was broadcast around the world as he answered questions from his captors. Riley's father, Athol, watched those pictures at his New Jersey home and took comfort in the fact that his son looked healthy. But he says he's heard little about James or any of the POWs since then.
I'd like to have some word from the Red Cross or the Red Crescent. Then we would know they were being taken care of and what condition they were in. The waiting without that is difficult.
The only recent bit of news about the prisoners came earlier this week when military officials said some U.S. uniforms were found at a Baghdad prison. They were bloodstained and some had bullet holes in them. The uniforms are thought to belong to the POWs, but so far searchers haven't located the 7 captives. One of those missing is Specialist Joseph Hudson of Alamogordo, New Mexico. Family friend Kathy Crispin says people in the community are hopeful Hudson will be found. In the meantime, she says they're trying to comfort his wife.
They know that this is a young lady that needs to have her husband, you know, home to help raise this little girl. And I think they're optimistic because there's a lot of prayer and support going up that way. And we're just hoping for the very best.
In each of the towns where POWs live, there have been demonstrations of community support. Schoolchildren put up yellow ribbons in Park City, Kansas, home to Private First Class Patrick Miller, while Orlando, Florida has raised a POW flag for Chief Warrant Officer David Williams. In Lithia Springs, Georgia, a jeweler is distributing bracelets honoring Chief Warrant Officer Ronald Young. And Mission, Texas Ford dealer Brian Rush donated a car to the parents of Specialist Edgar Hernandez so they could get to the prayer services held for their son.
You know, they're very humble people. The Hernandez are just real basic salt-of-the-earth people. They're very spiritual people, and they are very thankful to God for supporting them in all of this.
The one female POW is Specialist Shoshana Johnson of El Paso, a second-generation soldier who's the mother of a 2-year-old. Her parents say she was an Army cook who, for reasons they don't understand, found herself on the front lines of the war. The only other female soldier captured, Jessica Lynch, was rescued last week, but Johnson's whereabouts remain unknown. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Many of the 23 Americans held by Iraq during the 1991 war said they were moved often during their captivity. Many ended up in Baghdad. They were held in the basement of what was then Saddam Hussein's secret police headquarters, or at a prison in the Rashid military complex in southeastern Baghdad. Other POWs were held at other Iraqi military installations or at a civilian prison in the Baghdad area. U.S. officials say all the Americans held by Iraq 12 years ago were mistreated, including being beaten and threatened.